This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so let's do this by way of setting up Mitchell Hartman here for this next story, excluding the realities of what's happening in Ukraine. Let's do a quick tick through of American domestic economic particulars, okay? Inflation, yes, so stipulated, of course, but there ends really the bad news. And I'm looking in particular here at the American labor market, which for all the global unease is doing pretty darn well. We get the February jobs report tomorrow. January, you might remember, was solid, and that's putting it mildly, more than 450,000 new jobs, unemployment at just 4%, workers also returning to the labor force. And that, remember, was when Omicron was going strong, millions of people were out sick, and some businesses temporarily had to close their doors because they didn't have staff. So here's Mitchell on the short-term future of jobs in this economy.
There is plenty to worry about in the U.S. economy. Inflation, supply chains, maybe another bad COVID variant will hit.
I know there are many things going on in the world, but right now the labor market, I'm incredibly optimistic.
Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says when the pandemic started 2 years ago, there was every reason to think it would be at least as bad as the Great Recession.
We lost 22 million jobs in 2 months. And since then, we have seen a tremendous bounce back, and we have added back in about 9 out of 10 jobs lost.
Meanwhile, first-time jobless claims have fallen back to pre-pandemic levels, while job openings are way higher, says economist Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
There's a much higher demand for workers now. Layoffs have gone down so much, and I expect they're going to continue dropping. And that will really show how the jobs economy is ramping up even more.
Frick says the unpredictable war in Ukraine does pose a big economic risk, but he says the predictable decline in COVID cases matters more for U.S. businesses, consumers, and workers right now.
The lack of Omicron is a much stronger positive to the U.S. economy than what happens in Ukraine is a negative, at least if it doesn't really escalate.
Increasingly, what we're seeing is a return to labor market normal, says Tulane University economist Gary Hoover. One example, labor force participation has been ticking up in recent months.
With more states and cities lifting COVID restrictions, we're seeing people able to send the kids back to school and then look to re-enter the job force.
If the past few months are any guide, tomorrow's employment report may disappoint on job creation, only to be revised upwards later, says Robert Frick.
These first jobs reports have been fantastically inaccurate. Are people really working? Are they really furloughed? So we have to take the labor report first read with a huge grain of salt.
With my salt shaker at the ready, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.